Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, there's been an interesting development in many European cities that are big tourist attractions. Locals demonstrating against tourism. A couple of weeks ago, protesters in Barcelona even sprayed tourists with water, which is giving some people pause as to whether they should visit those places at all. Among them is the Irish Independent columnist Frank Coughlin. Afternoon, Frank.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Not too bad. I imagine that there's kind of a weird contradiction in that, in the one sense, many of these places are depending upon tourism, but you know, there seems to be a tipping point where they feel there's now too much of it.
Yeah, and I suppose finding the balance is going to be very difficult for places that depend on tourism, you know. And within these places, you could string of cities and resorts, like from the Balearics to the Canaries, right through from Amsterdam to Venice, Dubrovnik, you know, right across Europe. This tension has become to the fore in the last few years. And so there's an internal tension within the cities between those who are dependent on tourism and then those who live in the city and might not directly be, and who want to go about their business or buy houses or have clean water or all the other services that are stretched to breaking point because of too many tourists in too short as a high season period.
Because I understand in Dubrovnik, in the old part, like, nobody who actually lives there in the winter lives there during the summer. Everybody just rents out their places.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Bruges has a similar problem. And so it's a massive problem. And for those, like, the point I was trying to make in the column, I suppose, really, was that for those of us who like to go to these places or who have traditionally gone to these places, might begin to think twice about or ask themselves, you know, are we even welcome? And if you're not welcome, why do you want to go there? I mean, the last thing you want to do is go on holidays to de-stress and find that you're really stressed because somebody's squirting water on you, or there's graffiti outside your hotel telling you to go home, you know. So it's a big issue. But you can understand places like Rome or Florence or, you know, and any number of places in Barcelona, aforementioned Barcelona, why those who live there are just getting fed up with it.
Yeah, you easily can. Now, I mean, I don't think Ireland's as bad, but certainly, I don't know, anyone who would go into Dublin city centre on a weekday during the summer, just getting from A to B takes you twice as long because tourists...
Exactly. Nassau Street and through Trinity. Trinity can be a nightmare sometimes, even getting across the campus, you know. But there is restrictions now on Newgrange, you know. They have already put restrictions on Newgrange because it's becoming they're worried about this very precious site being damaged, and Skellig Michael. And only last week in County Clare, they're trying to bring in a traffic management plan for the Cliffs of Moher because of the delays, you know. Now, that's a nuisance for the tourists, but it's no fun if you're trying to pick up your kids from school either, or get home for your dinner, you know. So it's a double-sided sort of problem, really. For all concerned, some sort of solution will have to be come by. And I suspect for a lot of people who can, maybe travelling to places that aren't exactly the sort of peak destinations, and maybe visiting them off-season might be part of the solution, you know.
Yeah, indeed. Well, I mean, and there are many parts of Europe now where it seems to be an established pattern now, where at this time of the year, they're just too hot to visit.
Well, that's another thing. I only saw a post from a friend there who's in Spain, and you can't even touch the ground in the shade. It's so hot, you know. So who wants that, and where's the fun in that? So that's another issue, of course, is the whole environmental climate emergency aspect of this as well. But it doesn't seem to be putting Irish people off so far. There was 2.5 million Irish visits to Spain last year, and it's going to be 3 million by the end of 2024. Yeah. So we just can't get enough of it, you know. So, but there are alternatives, and if people can, they can travel off peak. And I suppose somewhere along the line, either people will stop going to these places because of all these reasons, and maybe then the local people get some of their lives back. But there's a tipping point where they might lose their economy in the meantime.
Yeah. Now, and you say in your piece that you've essentially stopped doing this kind of thing. You go off season and maybe to the less well known.
Yeah. Yeah, well, like, you know, there's beautiful places that are, you know, they're tourist destinations and the destinations, and they're busy and all. I mean, places like Bordeaux now would be a favourite of mine. Bilbao, Bologna, for instance. These are all beautiful cities with great histories, but they don't hit that kind of peak madness at any particular time. I mean, anybody going to Florence or, say, Venice in high season, in my opinion, is mad. I mean, I was in Venice one time in August, and bloody nightmare, you know, and there's no pressure on it for anybody. But there are places to go which are a bit more adventurous, and you have, if you have the ability to adapt your dates, you know, so that might be the way forward for people. But no fun being in Florence or Venice or places like that.
Yeah.
In August. Or I would suggest the Costas either, to be quite honest with you, but not that it seems to be deterring people yet.
No, indeed not. Though there is, it seems kind of pointless to go to a place. You know, when you go to a place, you want to find out what it's like. So that involves seeing the people who live there rather than just seeing loads of other tourists.
Yeah, you know, not even being able to walk down some of these lovely, narrow, atmospheric medieval streets, because there's another, you know, 100,000 people of your own pale complexion going in the same direction and the opposite direction. You know, it's a kind of a self-imposed misery, but I suppose it's a kind of cultural habit that we have now, and the fact that the sun hasn't shone here once this summer and it's perpetually grey is an incentive to get out and maybe forget about these things. You know.
Yeah, Frank. Thanks very much for talking to us today. That's the Irish Cheers. Independent columnist Frank Coughlin. There. One Texas says, "I live in Malaga. I take the bus to and from work. Half the time, the bus passes me by." Because it's full of tourists, it's very annoying. If you go on holiday to a city, take cabs around. Another text says, "I live in Barcelona. The issue is Airbnb. You can't find a place to rent in the summer because everything is on Airbnb for tourists. The rents have gone crazy." And that indeed is a problem in many, many parts of the world. Someone else says, "I was in Dubrovnik last year in the old town. And they had Games of Thrones tourist shops, rubber duck tourist shops and other touristy gift shops. They're not doing themselves any favours if they want less tourists about." Yeah, I don't know how they're going to... I was there once myself a few years ago. And it seems like that old town is just... It's just hollowed out of people who would normally live there. It just turns into a complete centre for tourists. I mean, it's beautiful, but you're, you know... Are you seeing any Croatians there at all? I was in the south of Spain earlier this summer and a number of taxi drivers told me they were sick of tourists because they wrecked the place. And I saw on Twitter the other day that locals by the cliffs of Moher are going mad because coaches are blocking up the roads in the summer months due to over-tourism. And finally, someone says, and this is the kind of responsible, environmentally conscious young people that gives us all hope for the future. "Go in Barcelona for my stag next weekend. Abuse from the lads and the locals. Amazing. Lol. Don't forget to drink the Hino." Moncrief on News Talk.